It may surprise you that on any given week, there are a number of films being made in and around El Paso by a growing number of independent filmmakers. Indeed, the region is home to a talented filmmaking community driven to tell stories set in the borderland. A new short film spotlights the talent of one tight-knit band of friends who hope to tackle a feature film soon. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. One of the missions of this program is to introduce the work and lives of the area's independent filmmaking community, and today I'm happy to have on the show two first-time guests, writer-director Carlos De La Torre and producer Austin Young. They and some like-minded friends have formed Tower Productions. Their short film, Sun City Lights, is available for streaming on YouTube. Welcome to the program, you two.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us, Chuck.
Thanks for coming in. You're working under the banner of Tower Productions, and I understand that's more than just the two of you. How did this group of friends come together to make films?
That's correct. We're working under Tower Productions. We basically, Austin and I met in an intro to film class at EPCC, and we started just playing with the idea of making a film together, and there was always just ideas flying back and forth, and then finally, I want to say a month or two after the class finished, I had a script. I had this idea for Sun City Lights, and I told him, hey, I have this script, man. If you're serious about it, let's get together and meet. And we did. We got together and we met up, and he read the script, and we pitched ideas back and forth to each other. And then he told me about our buddy Eric, who's our cinematographer as well, and it started kind of spiraling from there. So that's our third is Eric Sanchez, who was unable to make it today, but he'll be listening and everything. So he's our cinematographer. He's also our storyboard artist. He has many great ideas, but one of his ideas we're going to be producing pretty soon, actually. Our fourth is actually my brother, Roberto De La Torre, who is our executive producer. He's kind of the business side of things and makes sure to bring us down from the clouds if we're too high up. So he's our fourth for Tower Productions. And from there, you know, we just have a lot of people helping us out, calling in favors, basically, and getting friends who want to be involved in the film industry as well, and even family as well. So we definitely reach out that way. But that's really how Tower began and started rolling. Just everybody wanted to make a film, and we didn't know that the film industry, the film society really existed in El Paso. So we decided, well, let's create our own. And then we started meeting people here and there.
There's always new people bubbling up. Yeah. Austin, when you were sitting in that intro to film class, was there a particular film that inspired you and thought, you know, I need to go actually make movies, not just watch them?
You know, actually going into that intro to film class, I never really thought about going into film beforehand. I was always on the TV side of things. And going into that class and talking to Carlos and seeing how inspired he was, it kind of got me like, okay, you know, see what's going on. And there was actually a film we saw in class, and which really kind of really inspired me and made me do that shift. It was a Charlie Chaplin's City Lights.
Oh, and, great film.
Yeah, so we thought it was a great film, and that's where kind of Carlos got the idea for the title of Sun City Lights as well.
Uh-huh.
But that film is what really inspired me, and that's what really, I think, got us talking about that film,
us
real tight-knit and everything, and that's how we got Tower Production started, you know, just two
Charlie
guys meeting.
Charlie Chaplin, one of the great moguls of early Hollywood.
Yes, indeed.
Sun City Lights, which I guess has a tie-in with City Lights, the Chaplin film that inspired you so much. How did that come to be? Carlos, you wrote and directed, and Austin, you produced, and I understand also edited and wore a couple other hats, but mainly the producing hat. So, Carlos, walk us through the story of this short film. It's actually not that short. It's almost 30 minutes.
Right. Well, Sun City Lights is about a young man whose name is Eddie, and Eddie's a recent college graduate who doesn't know what to do with his life. He has a degree, but he's still looking for a job in El Paso. He's looking to be a teacher's assistant just to get into that field. However, he's a musician. He studied music. He loved music. He used to play with his friends in high school, one in particular, the best friend, who's Louie, who still calls him and checks in on him and tells him, hey, man, are you still playing? Are you still playing your guitar? You know, what's going on? How you doing? And Eddie's just kind of turned off to both worlds and is trying to figure out which one he wants to go into. You know, sometimes I think that we feel the need to be adults at a certain point, and we start letting go of our dreams. And I wrote it to be something like that because I feel, and I say this all the time, I feel it's like the El Paso story that everybody's afraid to tell, because I see it a lot in El Paso, and we love our city and we're proud to be from here. But we start to think, and even in terms of filmmaking, I wish I could stay in El Paso. I wish there was this big film industry here. But the truth is, I might have to go learn and work and build my resume elsewhere.
It's a big hurdle. And certainly your film has this main character who I assume is about your ages.
Yeah. Just about.
And dealing with probably some things that are bubbling up in your lives. But reflecting on El Paso and the beauty of the area, but also the scarcity of opportunities and how you begin to settle in life versus following your dream. And that's the conflict in the center, or the tension in the center of the film. It seems very autobiographical for people your age. I imagine you're in your early 20s.
Correct, yeah.
So you're feeling that deeply too as you move into films, that, you know, how far do you push for your dream versus just settling for a normal job? And
Definitely semi-autobiographical. I myself, as a musician, decided to take that turn instead of telling the story of a filmmaker, telling the story of a musician, just a general artist who wants to be out there. We've met great artists, great filmmakers, great musicians here in town, and they're doing great, but everybody's kind of feeling like, what's next? And I definitely have felt like that in my life. I've had experience with being a musician and being able to tour with a band, and had experiences in that way. To transition that into the filmmaking aspect, there's definitely a lot of scarcity for opportunities. So I feel the more people that see this film, we're so grateful that people are watching this film and saying, hey, I relate to Eddie. I relate to this character. I've felt like that for so long. And the I guess the irony behind it is, when we started forming Tower Productions, especially our cinematographer, Eric, he comes and he tells us, I was ready to give up on film before I met you guys. I was ready to give up on this and just move on and see if I work at a TV station or at a news station or this. And then, so this story really inspired him, and really he found himself with this character as well. And I think we all feel like that, all men and women our age, especially college students who are close to graduating or looking ahead to the next step, or constantly feeling the eerie feeling of what's next.
Right. What's the next step?
What's the next step?
Writing a screenplay is one thing, but turning it into an actual film and finishing it is a whole nother thing. Austin, as producer on this film, it's challenging enough to make low-budget films. I presume this was a no-budget film.
It was a no-budget, call in every favor possible. Just in school, we would make a lot of connections with professors, and, you know, we'd call them up. They would know people that would help us out. As a matter, too, of one thing we like to emphasize to local filmmakers is go local.
Yeah.
I don't know. In the film, if you've seen it, we go to one bus station. It's a local bus station. And, you know, they helped us out. We originally tried the big bus stations, you know, Greyhound, Paso Americanos, and, you know, all of them be, oh, we have to go to corporate and all that. But it's
so one, you're the guy out there knocking on doors, trying to find locations for free. And
exactly. Yeah. And a lot of people, once, you know, they find out what you're doing is just for the love of it, they'll let you do it as long as you don't affect their business, you know.
That is one of the cool things about El Paso, I think, is that while we have a robust filmmaking community, most of the population don't know that there's a lot of films being made here, unlike Austin or L.A., where if you were to knock on those doors, they would just immediately expect you're going to pay or rent that location.
Right.
Whereas here, the community really comes together to help you out when they see people with passion. I guess that makes it a little easier making a film with no money. But what are some of the main hurdles, though, that you found getting from script to screen on this production?
Some of the bigger hurdles, I would have to say, you know, would be locations. We did struggle a bit at first to find a couple places. One of them was one of the stores at the beginning of the movie. We did struggle to not only find a location, but to get confirmation. I think it was about like a day or two before shooting, before we even got the okay.
And casting, you've found area casting to work well for you?
You know, casting, we didn't have a lot of trouble with. Primarily, we held a pretty successful casting session, and we really only held one. Everything else, if anything, I think one of the bigger hurdles were casting extras. We ended up having to put ourselves in the film for that reason, and you'll see in the film.
That's how cameos start, right?
And definitely.
You start putting yourself in every film.
I joke all the time that it was really, and there's a lot of truth to it, but I make two cameos in the film wearing different hats and shirts and stuff like that, because my crew was like, you have to do the Scorsese thing. You have to do the Chaplin. You have to put yourself in the film, at least a little cameo. Mm. And they had convinced me that way, because my favorite director is Martin Scorsese. And they were like, come on, he did it for this. He did it for this film. And I was like, okay, you know, I'll do it. But almost more out of the fun side of it. It was out of necessity where extras were kind of hard to find, and we would just ask family or friends, hey, you know, you don't have to do anything. You just have to throw a football, or you just have to walk across the field, or, you know, stuff like that.
So this was your primer, though, for the next big project, which you're going scaling way up. You're going right. You're about to make a feature. Is that right?
Correct. We are going to go ahead and film a feature this summer. This time we will have a budget. It's not big, but it's some sort of budget that will go ahead and get us some of the equipment that we do need to make a much better quality film. And we feel like this film will do really well and hopefully get us into a couple festivals.
Are you looking for people in the community to pitch in and help, or are you looking for cast? How would someone find you if they want to get involved?
Yeah, we're definitely looking for cast, people to help out. We are holding our next casting session on April 29th and the 30th here at UTEP in the Cotton Memorial Building, room 306. We're also on Facebook, and we answer our direct messages right away if actors are interested or extras.
Under Tower Productions on Facebook?
Tower, yes, under Tower Productions on Facebook. And our email is towerproductionsep@gmail.com. So, you know, you can reach us anywhere. We're definitely looking for a cast, and you know, we've had a lot of people, especially in the communications department here at UTEP, that will come up to us all the time and, hey, if you need somebody, you know, I'm available.
There you go.
I had a guy yesterday, and Austin doesn't even know this, but I had a guy yesterday that came up to me and said, yeah, he's like, hey, you know, I overheard that you just released a film. If you need somebody for the next film, you don't have to pay me. You don't have to feed me. I'll show up. I just want to be on set. And he gave me his number on a little paper, and I was like, yeah, I'll take you up on that. I genuinely will, because we're looking for dedicated people. We're looking for people who aren't going to quit the next day just because they don't like it, or we have 40 different takes that we have to do from one scene to get it right. Just different stuff like that is what we want to look for. So people that are dedicated that want to help us out, for sure.
Fantastic. Well, I certainly wish you both a lot of luck, as well as the rest of your producing partners, and look forward to your next big step into feature films.
Great. Great. Thank you so much. We appreciate that.
My guests today have been writer-director Carlos De La Torre and producer Austin Young of Tower Productions. Their recent short film, Sun City Lights, is available to stream for free on YouTube, and you can follow them and stay up to date on their productions at Tower Productions on Facebook. A final program note, the Border Theater presents the Joel Murray play Idol, about an evening encounter between Marlon Brando and Montgomery Clift. The play is for mature audiences only and has remaining performances tonight at 8 p.m. and tomorrow at 5 p.m. at Glass Box at 210 Poplar Street. Tickets are $10 and are available at the door or online at bordertheater.org, and that's theater spelled with an R-E. For more Marlon Brando fun, the Sunset Film Society and Art of Vino's Desert Crossing have teamed to celebrate the 45th anniversary of The Godfather with a screening and dinner tomorrow at 4 p.m. Tickets are just $39 that include a full Italian buffet with cannolis along with the film. Reservations are required and available by calling 575-589-0653. On Film's engineer is Evan Walsh. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.